Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about summer travel. And those words are, holy moly catfish, it ain't good. Sucks, big beige banana slugs from Mars. Of course, if your plans entail getting somewhere without having to get on an airplane, you should consider yourself luckier than Michael Cohen finding a get out of jail free card in a box of Cracker Jack. You'd be more comfortable on an Athens to Sparta diesel bus in the poultry section than to get on a plane in the summer. The airlines seduce you with these phony prices that are as stable as a Mojave Desert souvenir stand made out of popsicles. Our special getaway fares are only $300 round trip. What they don't tell you is you have to leave after 6 p.m. on a Tuesday with two stopovers and stay a minimum of two consecutive Fridays. And oh yeah, $50 to check a bag, another $50 for a window or aisle, $10 for every inch of extra legroom, and $5 per bathroom visit. You go to the gate, look out at the plane, it's dented, graffiti all over the side, some of it in Arabic. If they really want to make money, they should offer a no-infant section. It's not just the thousands of tiny rugrats off to pollute some water park, clogging up the aisles and taking turns kicking the back of your seat. It's their high-pitched squeals attempting to do the Ella Fitzgerald Memorex thing with the pressurized windows that starts the growling. What's the matter, mister? Don't you like children? Yes, of course, especially with lemon butter and capers. Isn't that what the overhead compartments are for? And unless you're an aficionado of bar coasters dipped in cornstarch smothered in 30-weight motor oil, you better bring your own food. Maybe Thai food, so you'll have something in common with your luggage when it takes a side trip to Bangkok. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.